God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Don't you want to know more than you actually do? Boy, I do. There's so much I just don't know. If I were to take all that I know and all that I don't know, what I don't know would really outweigh what I do know. And I can't help but be curious. From the beginning of time, you know, people have wanted to make sense of their surroundings. They want to make a sense of their life. They want to understand the significance of what happens. I saw in a recent news story a horse that fell into an above-ground swimming pool, the kind you might buy at Walmart. And they had tow straps around this horse. They were trying to rescue the horse. Now, the horse wasn't thinking, why is this happening? What is the significance in my life? Horses don't think that. They just want to get out of the pool. If, on the other hand, you slipped and fell in your neighbor's pool, you'd be thinking, why is this happening to me? And believe me, all the rest of us, we'd all be thinking, what in the world are they thinking? So how do people make sense of their surroundings? And the answer is, from the beginning of time, people have looked to make gods in order to make sense of their life. People have looked at the sun, and instead of realizing that there must be a creator, they make the sun the cause and the creator itself. They make gods to help them comprehend life. Now, Israel had seen a lot that they did not comprehend. If you look at Deuteronomy 29, the first four verses, they had seen history and trials and signs and miracles, but they did not understand. They did not have comprehension because God had not given it. Verse 4 says, "Yet the Lord hath not given you an heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day." You've seen all these things, but you don't comprehend them. And so it is with you today. There are so many things that we just do not comprehend, things that we do not understand. And that's okay. I do not have to know God's grand design for my life in order to know that there is one, or that there is a God. Now, here's the wonderful truth of Deuteronomy 29. God will reveal everything it is you need to know in order to do what it is you need to do. You say, well, Brother Will, I've got something I've got to take action on this afternoon, and I don't know the answer. Well, it's not this afternoon yet, is it? But you will know when you need to know if you're trusting God in order to know. Deuteronomy 29:29 wraps up the entire chapter by saying, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." God was not just satisfying their curiosity. God was giving them what they needed to know in order to do what they needed to do, and God will always provide the same for you. Friend, there will always be secret things, and these things belong to God. It takes faith to rest them with Him. But God will reveal everything we need to know in order to do that what we need to do, that we may do, so the text says. So you don't balance faith and action. You harmonize them. You don't balance blood and oxygen so much as you harmonize them so you can live and take action. And so it is with faith and doing. It requires faith to rest the hidden things with God, to realize, I don't understand, but God does. And likewise, it takes faith, it requires faith to take action on the things we already know. So don't feign ignorance today just to protect yourself from the obligation that knowing brings. It takes faith to trust God with what you do not know, and it takes faith to take action on what it is you do know. And God is sufficient in both situations and in your life today.